Sanatitanam Prabhu Nityanandam
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam
Sri Advaita Gadara Jiva Sadhi Gopata Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Jaya Gauri
Yeah. Thank you. Vrindavana Garadam. white skin.
You got Guru Ketan, Balsa Ketan, Gora Ketan, Nishanami Ketan. This song is not enough. No. There are many Balsa songs in here, but this Balsa Ketan is not enough. It's in English.
This song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur has a very deep meaning. It appears that the song is going backwards. That is, we know we're supposed to go up the disciplic succession from Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Vaishnavas, Gornatai, then Radha Krishna. But here it seems to be going down. First, Srila Narottam Das Thakur is praying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you are the most merciful in all the three worlds. As Sri Narahari sang also, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's having come here to this world, what would have been the use of this body? We wouldn't have been able to live in this world. Who would have known about the height, the essence of Radha's prema? Who would have known how to enter into the love of the clever gopis and become their servants? But then he says, now you are the most merciful, but you'll find no one more qualified for your mercy than I am, because you're Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the most fallen, and you'll never find one more fallen than I. So I'm the most qualified. Then we're not actually going backwards, because Srila Narottam Das Thakur realized that even though Mahaprabhu is the most merciful to the most fallen, and even though I am the most fallen, and even though Srila Narottam Das Thakur is having the quality of the devotee, that I am Adama, I'm the lowest, but that's not an excuse not to pray for mercy, but rather I'm asking you to make me Uttama, the highest. From the lowest, I want to be the highest. And this mood is taught by all of our acharyas. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prays to Govardhan, without considering that I have no qualifications, please give me a residence near you. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur prays to Gopinath, that is it your way that just because someone is adverse to you and hardly ever chants your name, you have no mercy for them? So this is the mood of our acharyas, that real humility is to know I am the lowest, but I'm asking for that highest thing. So then Srila Narottam Das Thakur is realizing, even though that's true, still, I cannot achieve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu promises that anyone who follows this process of doing prarthana, prayers, in the line of our acharyas, in the mood of humility and weeping and thinking I'm the most wretched, and surrender to his own Gurudev, then Nityananda Prabhu promises that I will personally take charge of that person. And if Mahaprabhu does not accept them, I'll personally make sure that he accepts them. Then Srila Narottam Das Thakur realizes, but how can I get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu without the mercy of Advaitacharya, who himself called for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to come? Then he realizes, how can I get his mercy without the mercy of his servants, the six Goswamis? And how can I get their mercy without the mercy of Lokanath Goswami? He's the spiritual master of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And how can I get his mercy without the mercy of his servants, who are my godbrothers, and who are purely serving him? So in this way, this song is perfectly going up the line of disciplic succession to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's the most merciful because he came to give what no other incarnation or no other acharya ever gave before, that is, before he came, in the previous day of Brahma, so many trillions of years ago, the divine service of Srimati Radhika. Thank you.
Many devotees ask me,
that when we are chanting, what should we think and what should we... So this is the good subject here. When chanting Hari name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karma, all remember. And what we go? Lamenting. And worst, no qualification. I am offender. All unwanted thing in me. Oh Nityananda Prabhu, be merciful to me. Oh Advaita Acharya, you have brought Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna in this world. You have brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shape of Mahaprabhu. But they are Radha and Krishna. Oh please be merciful. A drop of your mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It may be that tear will come. Your heart will be melted. If you are praying from your heart. Oh, but the mercy of Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, he cannot achieve by without mercy of Sarva Goswami, especially Rupa Goswami. Oh, Rupa Goswami, be merciful to us. You are Jagat Guru. Oh, you are the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are everything. Sastarupe, Daita Sarupe, like this. So be merciful to me. Otherwise I may die. But he is praying to his Gurudev now. Oh, if you are not merciful to me, then oh, anyone will not be merciful to me. Even Sarva Goswami. So Gurudev, be merciful to me. And then he prays. Oh Gurudev, Srivast Pandit Prabhu, please give me your association. And but I am unqualified for your association. Please give me the association of your pure disciple. He will be for me, always giving association. Always, Hari Katha, Hari Katha. Nothing else. So you can. Any song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Premananda, Govinda, you can sing. And chanting, and you can remember. They will give transcendental power. These are the process. Weeping and chanting. But we have so many desires. Oh, very hard. Our hearts have been more hard than iron and stone. But if we are going in this process, then everything is okay. These are the process. Any song you can. You know, Rupa Goswami has written Namastakam. Nikalasuti Mauli Ratmala. Jyotini Rajita Pata Pankajam. I Mukta Kulai Rupashyamana. Paritastam Harinam. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? Namin. Madhav Maharaj will do. What is the meaning? Nikhila Suti Mauli Ratna Mala. Don't repeat. Very quick. Hello. Rupa Goswami explained me the praying the lotus feet of Nam Prabhu. That Nikhila Suti Mauli Ratna Mala, that all Vedas and Upanishads, they are praying and doing Arati of Nam Prabhu. Dutti Nidajita Pada Pankajanta. By them they are doing Arati of his lotus feet of Nam Prabhu. And who is that Nam Prabhu? Mukta Kula Vipassamanam. He is always served by liberated soul. So I bow down myself, the lotus feet of Nam Prabhu, who is always served by liberated soul, and all Upanishads and Vedas being arati of that Nam Prabhu, I want to surrender myself to the lotus feet of Prabhu. More clear.
Nikhila Suti Mauli Ratnamala here, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is saying that knowledge is in the Veda, but the crest jewel on the head of all the Vedas, these are the Upanishads. In Upanishads, most excellent transcendental knowledge has been given. But what are the Upanishads doing? They are taking Panch Pradeep, Giwit, five in a lamp, and they are offering arti, not directly to Harinam, to the rays of effulgence coming out from the tips of the toenails of Harinam. So Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, oh Harinam, you are glorified by all the dynasties of liberated sages, so I take complete shelter of your lotus feet.
Rupa Goswami is telling, these are just doing arati. What is the meaning? Only the rays of the Harinam. Who is Harinam? Himself, Krishna. Non-different. But more. So all Vedas are glorifying name. But very far away from. They cannot taste all the rasas which is in name. So I pray that only liberated person, very high class of person, not only liberated, though has followed the process of Raganuga Bhakti, knowing what is prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, especially the mahabhav of Radhika, those who realize, they can glorify and they can chant your name, otherwise not. Our name always full of offenses, and more, not so much offense, but even it may be abhas, semblance of name. What is that? And those who are the association of high class of Raganuga Vaishnava, knowing all these things, who is Krishna, who is Rasa Krishna, who is Srimati Radhika, what is Prem Tattva, and what is Rasa Tattva, knowing all these things, they can touch the glory of now.